everybody been preparing all week. I mean, we've been preparing all season, you know, and finally, you know, got everybody get on the same page. Our biggest thing was is the offense, to get the defense to get some turnovers, and we finally got a couple of turnovers today. And that's our thing. You know, our defense is built on getting turnovers and allowing the offense to strive off of them. So offense put up points today, and we held them.
How big is the combination? You held them to 70, and they were getting 146 on average, and you guys came up with 187 on offense. So run the ball, stop the run was really the story of the game, wasn't it?
Well, that's first. We always said we got to earn our way to rush the quarterback. So today we had, we came out with a lot of fire and a lot of energy to stop the run. You know, that's something that Gus and Bob been preaching since day one. You know, we stop the run and get an opportunity to rush. So today was just one of those days where we got an opportunity to really stop the run and get after the quarterback.
I don't know what the final sack totals were, but he was high. He was outside when he should have been inside. You guys got in Hoyer's head early today, it seemed.
Well, I mean, Bob dialed up some great plays today on defense, and everybody was executing. That's how we've been all week. In practice, it showed a lot in practice, and it's been showing over the weeks, and the last couple of games, it's been really showing. You know, and now hopefully we can take this win with humility and continue to grow from it.
Is that the key? As a veteran who understands what winning is all about, is that the key for this team, is to stay humble?
Of course. You always got to stay humble. You know, you can't get too high, can't get too low. You just got to stay even keel all the time and just continue to strive. And that's one of the things that the coaches are teaching this team.